Back on the Rivercats pregame show, it's the first road game of the season. The Rivercats here at the ballpark in America First Square getting set to take on the Salt Lake Bees. Zach Bayrudy, and I'm joined by Drew Gilbert, who's off to a really good start, Drew. 4 for 12 in RBI over the first three games, and it seems like you're clicking here in the early going.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long season, so you just try to, put together as many quality at-bats as you can. Numbers are cool. Obviously, everybody looks at them, but that's really not the goal right now. We're, three games in, so obviously a small sample size, but just looking to find a way to get better every day and try to win ball games.
How was spring training for you?
It was good. We got a good group of guys this year, and Scottsdale, Arizona is a good spot to have it at. So no complaints there. It was a good time and, good opportunity to prepare for the season.
Last season you came to us via the Mets, traded for Tyler Rogers. You had your Blade come over with you here too. It was funny, we were in Albuquerque. I don't know how many people know this, but we were expecting to see you the day before we actually saw you in Albuquerque. And you got on the bus and you kind of told us a story about catching the flight to Albuquerque after you got traded. Pretty unique situation where you had to change airports in New York, right?
Definitely some issues with the flights. So, pretty early flight in the morning. I figure there are probably some other flights that are probably better. But, we decided to book the earliest one possible. And then the airline, there was about 6 trillion people at the airport, so I wasn't able to get the bag checked in time. But needless to say, we got here, and now we're here.
Yeah, man, all's well that ends well. It was the second time you've been traded in season. You were traded for Verlander a couple of years prior to that. The first time you were traded, did that kind of get you ready for the second time that you were traded in terms of the emotional shock of it all?
Yeah, for sure. I think, any time you've gone through something before, it makes the... I don't want to say you're prepared, but you're just, you know the feeling, or, you just been through it, so you get a little more experience in whatever area that is. So, I think you're never really surprised in this game, right? It's a business, and, there's always an opportunity or a possibility to be traded or to move to another club. So, just thankful to be here. Thank you for my time with Mets and the Astros, and looking forward to being with the Giants.
Yeah, I guess to your point, you got traded, and then you get to get your first bit of big league time with San Francisco. What was your debut like? What do you remember most from that debut?
Yeah, it was cool. I think there's obviously a lot of emotions that go into that first game. So, you just try to soak it in. And, at the end of the day, you're there to do a job. So, obviously I would have liked to play better. But, I think after that, just trying to settle in. It was unique because it was a clubhouse full of people I had never met. So, that was a unique challenge. But thankfully, the group of guys really brought me in and, helped show me the ropes and whatnot. So, it was a cool experience. Obviously, we just missed the playoffs, so that'll always sting. But at the end of the day, there's always an opportunity each and every year to, come to the park and wherever you're at, AAA, big leagues, and win a ball game. So happy to be here.
Joined by Drew Gilbert here on the pregame show. What did you take away from just the level of competition, specifically, I guess, the level of pitching that you saw in the big leagues compared to the pitching you see here at AAA?
Yeah, I mean, it's the best of the best in the big leagues. So, it just, every night's tough, right? But it's not like you don't expect that. But, when you haven't actually gone through it, you don't know exactly what it's going to be like. You have an idea, but until you actually go through it, that's one thing. So you try to make it a learning experience, right? But it's not really a learning experience unless you make those adjustments. So, I got to earn the opportunity to go back up, at some point. If that happens, look forward to, making those adjustments and helping the Giants win.
You had 3 home runs. Do you remember your first? I know you remember your first big league home run, but what do you remember about it? Who did you hit it off of?
I can't remember his exact name, to be honest with you. He's a righty on the Rays, but I don't know. It was cool. Cool moment. Obviously, due to Oracle was cool. But I think the best part about that game was we won the game. So we had a pretty tough skid before that. It's one of those things you look back and, you wonder if you could have cut, a couple games out of that losing streak. Maybe you're in the playoffs and, who knows what happens at that point. So, it was cool. But I think the biggest thing was just being able to snap a losing streak.
Pretty unique situation with Tony Vitello getting the managerial job, and obviously you played for him at Tennessee. What was it like, just you as an observer, watching all of it transpire? Like, you knew the Giants were courting him and he had a big decision to make. What was going through your mind at that point?
nothing. I mean, it's not my decision to make. You know, obviously it'd be cool, but I got stuff to do, you know, in my life as well. Obviously, you know, was hoping it would happen, and I thought it'd be a very cool and unique opportunity, considering he'd be the first ever. And obviously it happened. So, you know, pretty cool. You know, I think it's a super unique opportunity. And I think he's the right man for the job. So, you know, he knows I'll always have his back, and, you know, I'm pretty confident in him that, you know, he's going to be pretty successful at this.
Lastly, what are his greatest strengths as a manager, in your case, time with him, a head coach back at Tennessee? What are the things he does the best?
Yeah, I think, I don't really know where to start with that. You know, I mean, obviously he's a good coach. Let's just call a spade, right? I think the term manager, you know, can often be taken a little too far sometimes. You got football, they got head coach, NBA head coach. You know, I don't understand why in baseball it can't be coach as well. So, you know, he knows the game really well. He also knows how to simplify it and make it easy for the player, because at the end of the day, you know, if you're in the box and you got a lot of things going on in your head, it's going to be tough when you're facing some of the arms up here, or at any level, honestly. So he knows how to simplify the game. He also knows how to motivate a group of guys and, you know, rally them together with one goal, and that's, you know, beating the opposing team.
Drew, appreciate the time, man. Good luck this season.
Of course. Thank you.
You got it. That's Drew Gilbert. We'll come back and have the starting lineup's first pitch from Salt Lake City next on the Rivercast Digital Network.